ESPN's Teron Davenport, Talking Titans, now on Robbie and Rex Road on ESPN, 102.5 The Game and the Game Nashville app.
It is that time of the week here on Robbie and Rex Road. Time to welcome in our friend Teron Davenport, ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter, host of Talking with TD, to the program on our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. TD, good morning. How you doing?
Hey, good morning. What's going on?
Not a whole lot, man. Appreciate you taking time to be with us. TD, there's a lot to talk about with this Titans team heading into the bye week. I want to start on this one because we've had this conversation at different points this week on the show. If you're Vrabel and Carthon this week, how much consideration, if any, are you giving to the trading deadline as far as looking at your own players, seeing what might be available, what you might be able to get for some of your players at the deadline? And how much do you think the Titans have an appetite towards maybe trying to do that? Or is it just six games in and they're still trying to win as much as they can and they're not thinking about trading off some of their assets right now?
No, I think you're always looking to see if there's a trade that could be had because you want to look to improve your roster. But at the same time, you do that self-reflection and you want to make sure that you're not selling away too early. And I think when you look at this division at 2-4, they're not completely out of it. So it's a tough balance, but it's a line that they're going to have to walk.
So here, okay, I'll put you in, you know, their shoes. How are you? Are you, I mean, Jacksonville wins last night. You know, like you said, it's early. There's a lot of football ahead, but there's a lot of deficiencies also with your team. Now your starting quarterback is hurt. Like, how seriously are you looking at that? I'll tack this on, TD. Would you trade Vrabel for a first and a third, too? We'll give you that hypothetical trade.
Yeah, that whole idea is, I mean, let's get out of it. It's a waste of time to even – I don't know. Yeah. As far as trading players, I mean, you have to look at the value that you could get. Is it worth it, you know? And I think – you know, when you look at this team, okay, they move some extra picks to get up to 33 to get Levis, and then now do you turn around and trade a franchise cornerstone to get that pick back? Like, it's like stepping forward, stepping back, and then stepping. It's kind of like spinning wheels, you know. So you just got to really look at the value that's going to be coming back to you in return, and if it's really worth it.
TD, if you're Ryan Tannehill, how are you viewing all of this right now? You know, we had Kaharski on the show the other day, and he talked about, you know, speaking with somebody that knows Tannehill that wondered if he got hurt again, like, would there be the same urgency to get back that he had last year, knowing that free agency is coming up with him? And we know that, look, we know that, you know, Tannehill has been a great professional, the consummate teammate when he's been here, but he does have his own future to think about right now, too. And the Titans have drafted a couple quarterbacks the last 2 years. So how do you think Tannehill is viewing his situation right now, suffering yet another high ankle sprain a year after that plagued him so much a year ago?
I don't know. Just from the interaction with Tannehill, I would think that he's looking at what's in front of him first, and that's the focal point, and he's just worried about getting back. And it's one of those situations where it's like everything will kind of work itself out. If he gets back, and he's on the field and he's playing, he'll show that he's capable of continuing on. You know, I think that's more or less the case. But you do have that experience from last year where he was able to come back, but then he got hurt worse and he required a surgery. So I'm sure that's something that he will consider.
So, TD, I think we'd all agree, Mike Vrabel right now, he's looking for ways to win football games, answers on that regard, regardless of the training deadline or anything like that. So this next game, he's got a quarterback decision to make. I would go with Levis. I think the question you have, really the bottom line is, who gives you a better chance to win? I don't know what Levis, we have a lot to find out, but I would go with him based on the information available. What would you do? What do you think they'll do?
I would actually go with Willis. And just with the understanding, Levis, be ready. That's how I would approach it. I think it's better to do it that way. And for me, you know, there is a good point to be made about putting Levis out there and just having him be and just a bad situation and that impacted him immediately, that is something that you do have to consider. I just think with Willis, it may not give you the best chance to win, but I think you could game plan that and just lean heavily on Derrick Henry, which is something you're going to have to do regardless. So for me, I'm going Willis, and then Levis, hey, man, be ready, because if stuff doesn't go right, you're going in.
Yeah, so, well, where do you come now? Because we had Jared on earlier, and I acknowledge that young quarterbacks can be ruined. I mean, young pro athletes and anything, you know, can be ruined, can have confidence hit. Yeah, can be physically battered to the point that it hurts their development. But I also feel like there's a lot more examples of quarterbacks who went through tough times early as a young quarterback and then, you know, got better through it, and that there's value in doing that. Where do you come down on that, the balance of, you know, trying to find out about someone, develop someone, but not ruin someone?
Yeah, I think that is the case. But honestly, with this situation, I don't think you're going to really find out about anybody back there, to tell you the truth, because you even have a veteran back there who has struggled, right? And you take a veteran like Ryan Tannehill, who processes quickly, he gets rid of the ball, like he knows where he wants to go with the football, which allowed him to get rid of it pretty quickly, and he's still back there getting hurt. So imagine Levis back there, and Willis as well. These guys, they're not going to be able to determine where they want to go with the football quickly and get rid of it. So it's like even worse situation for them. So I don't think it's really one of those deals where you could actually get a true clean evaluation anyway.
TD, it's been an interesting week for on the Jeffrey Simmons front. You know, you had Marlon Humphrey on his podcast the other day talking about a post-game altercation between Odell Beckham Jr. and Jeffrey Simmons. Jeffrey Simmons after the game on Sunday talking about, you know, we need to figure out who wants to play for the Titans and who doesn't. What did you make specifically of those comments from Simmons after the game, and what do you think's the kind of the meaning that he's getting at behind that?
Well, yeah, he's saying that they have to, you know, the stuff has kind of hit the fan, and they got to figure out who's going to stand through the fire and fight. You know, I think that's really a good point that he's made. What I make of it is, he's challenging the guys to step up and turn things around. And along with those quotes, though, at the end, he said that, you know, he does believe guys are going to be able to hit the reset button, get healthy, and come back ready to go. So it's not a total damning statement of the roster and his teammates. It's just a challenge. That's how I took it. And, you know, the fight, look, you know, he runs hot sometimes, right? And, I mean, I would be mad, too, if somebody dropped a knee on me. Now, I don't know if I would go looking for him after the game, but that's just a part of the competitor that Jeffrey Simmons is. I mean, this is a guy who, you know, when he was in middle school, he and his brother, Dylan Bradley, they used to put pads on and go in the backyard and hit trees to practice tackling.
So, TD, this team, this roster, this team, right now as it stands, what we've seen, how different is it from what you expected before the season started?
Well, no Traylon Burks. I thought they would have a lot more things solved on offense. I could say that's a big difference. I thought that they would also have gotten a lot more sacks. That's another big difference. So the results and the production is definitely not where I thought it would be. The concerns with the offensive line were always there. It actually is a bit worse than I thought it would be in that category also. So I would say it's definitely below the expectations or the predictions that I personally made, for sure.
Well, I don't think you're alone there at all. TD, appreciate you as always for taking time to be with us this morning. Enjoy the bye week this weekend, your time off, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, for sure. Appreciate you. Take care.
Absolutely. Teron Davenport, our guest on Robbie and Rex Road, joins us every Friday morning at 8 o'clock. Here on the program, we'll take your thoughts on the Titans. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. 615-737-1025. More on that coming up next. Make sure you're tuned in for Chase and Big Joe. They've got your last chance to win tickets to see Kiss on Monday, October 23rd at Bridgestone Arena. Contest brought to you by Green Trees Company, a family-owned cannabis company and dispensary providing high-quality legal THC products for anyone seeking medicine, relief, or wellness. You're listening to Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.